comfortable. I think it has to be said. We have had a bit of a bug going around, as everybody knows, as I said to you beforehand. And also, it just shows of what the lads who are itching to come and play have. You know, they've come here on a difficult afternoon and put in a really, really, really good performance, which, 2-0 here is a good victory for us. Mm-hmm. And it was the manner of it where, especially first half, I thought we played some really, really good stuff, and I can't remember my goalkeeper having to save, and just shows you how far we've come in a short period of time.
Mm. The control of the ball was good, wasn't it?
We encouraged them to, as we walked through the door, we wanted to play in a certain way and keep the ball and pass it. And today we've done it well, and all the fringe players, Big Abdullah keeps rolling back the years, McShane was terrific at the back, and young Quinny, first game in months, I thought he was terrific until he ran out a bit of juice, but good to see him back too.
Yeah, how good will that have been for him today, thinking ahead to the Premier League? And
well, listen, he's desperate to play in the Premier League, and for the first time in his life he's had an injury, and I remember him falling in Germany and thinking, he's got a bad one, Quinny, there, because of the just awkward nature of it. And it took a long time to get back, so we're delighted to see him. We now need to see Aluko back and Brady back, and that'll give everybody a bigger lift. But it was nice to see Quinny and remind us what a good player he is.
You made 9 changes. You had to make another change before the start of the game. Matty Fryett was in your starting lineup, but what happened there?
He's had a bit of a tight hamstring and didn't want to risk it. And it's a shame for Matty, because over the last few weeks he's come into the equation, and he'd have revelled today. And it was disappointing that he's felt a bit of his hamstring, so we didn't want to take any risks.
The two strikers that you have played have both scored. What's the future for Aaron McLean and Nick Proswich?
Well, I've just said to Aaron and Nick, the one thing we've got to be is honest with them, and the one thing they want to do is play. And I'm sure that's like every footballer, and their way is blocked at the minute. We've got a very decent squad, and if something happens for the two of them, whether it's January or in the summer, then we'd listen to offers, because I also appreciate that they do want to get on with their career and they don't want to be just sitting in the stands every Saturday. So we'll see what happens, see if anything comes up, and if it does, then, and if it's good for both parties, then we'll listen to it.
Any offers for either of them at the moment?
Not yet, but then again, we've only been going 3-4 days, haven't we? So I'm sure it'll hot up in the next couple of weeks.
Paul McShane came off. What's the story there?
He's gone over in his ankle. We don't think it's too serious. At least we don't hope so.
OK. Tell us about this sickness bug. How much of a worry is that for you? You said before the game you might have to close the training ground. Are you likely
We're just going to take every precaution we can. If you get a group of people together in a confined area, then of course, you've got a chance of picking something up, and all of a sudden we've got 4 or 5 or 6 already with it. We don't want it to spread. It's as simple as that. So we're going to give everybody a couple of days off, stay away from the training ground. Well, not say it's the training ground's fault, but
no.
It's just a group in a dressing room all together. We're just going to try and do our best that we can stop it from spreading throughout the squad, and hopefully that we're right and fit, because we've got a nice easy one next week against Chelsea.
you worry about that when we get to it. Cameron Stewart not involved today. Is he going to Leeds?
He's got a chance. We're talking to Leeds. I didn't want to cup tie him, although I think Leeds have gone out, haven't they?
Yeah.
So he could have been on the bench today, but he's another one where Cameron has gone out to Charlton and done very, very well. As I've done with Kenny, and the club's evolving, and we make changes. Today in midfield we had Quinn and Myler, who were terrific. Let's not forget we've left Huddleston and Livermore at home, so it just shows you what strength and depth we've got in a short period of time.
Did the Hobbs deal get sorted out with Forrest? What's happening there?
No, not yet. I'm sure something will happen there. We have had a firm inquiry from Wigan concerning Hobbs, so that's on the agenda. There's one or two others sniffing around. I've had one or two phone calls regarding Jack, and we'll obviously see what he wants to do and see what happens in the next couple of weeks as well with that.
Presumably you'll want a fee for him though, so...
Yeah, well, that's my job.
Yeah.
My job is to look after the football club as best I can. That's part of my job. And he's worth money, even though he's running out of contract. So we'll be looking to get some of the outlay what we paid for him.
There was talk that Forrest were interested in Matty Fryett. Is he going anywhere?
I haven't heard that. But
right.
Then again, I've I've been talking to representatives from Forest for the last couple of weeks, but unfortunately, we have, well, fortunately for me, Matty Fryett hasn't been mentioned, so I don't know where that's come from.
Right, OK. There's a story gone round in the papers a couple of times, have been in a couple of the papers, about Stephen Fletcher at Sunderland. You're interested in him in a bid. Is there anything in that?
I don't know where that's come from either. I'm just... We are looking to see if we can strengthen, of course we are, and I'm sure I'm going to be linked with numerous players, but some of the ones that have been mentioned and, are simply not true, but we'll see what develops over the next couple of weeks.
One more name, Nick Powell at Man United, anything there?
Well, we can't loan at the moment. Right. We can't loan them.
I just wondered whether you might make an offer for him.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's for sale.
All right.
I don't think he's for sale.
Anything likely before Chelsea on Saturday, Steve?
I wouldn't have thought so just yet, no.
OK. Enjoy your FA Cup win. It was comfortable. Comfortable's the right word.
Comfortable's the right word. And, right. But to do that, you have to put in a good performance, which we've done.